Thank you for introduction. I'm Kazaki Taka-san. I'm a UC, postdoc at UC Berkeley, and I'm running Joy Moore's group. And today, first of all, I'd like to thank the organizers for giving a great opportunity to present our recent studies. So today, I'd like to talk about my theory about the DX breakdown of strongly correlated initiators. And this is a collaboration work with Masaya Nakagawa in Tokyo and Noriko Akami in Kyoto, he's in audience. First of all, I'd like to talk about the very basic motivation of this study. So mostly I'm interested in the non-equilibrium phases matter. So I think the most exciting example of non-equilibrium phases matter is a light-induced ordered phase. It is an ordered phase induced by transiently by some laser light. And for example, light-induced superconductivity is reported by Max Planck Hamburg group in 2016. They observed a transiently superconducting gap in optical measurement. And next example is everyone knows that the charge density wave ordered induced by laser light is founded by MIT group. And so I have to update to the Nature Physics. So, okay. I think the other kind of example is DC current induced phase. So it is a so they are transient one, but it is a steady one. So it is realized in non-increment steady state. And so in Kyoto, Yoshimino's group provided the under the they observed the they provide the phase diagram, current temperature phase diagram, and there is a new phase matter showing the diamagnetic response. And it is somehow new things. And I think they are very new and exciting frontier in condensed matter physics. And but theoretically, the understanding is direct, and so particularly in interacting systems. For example, in equilibrium, we know very established concepts. For example, universal class, universal group, random theory, CFTs, and so on. But so my question is, how can we develop the theoretical understanding of non-equilibrium phase of matter? So there is a very, very beautiful experiment, but we have the theoretical understanding lacking. So I think we should start from very, very simple examples. And I think the good example is a dielectric breakdown in one-dimensional interacting insulators. So the dielectric breakdown is the appearance of current in the insulator under very strong electric field. And so something like the setup is something like that. And applying the electric field, very small electric field, of course, there is no current. It is an insulator. But applying the go beyond the threshold field, we get a metallic response. And so the reason why I focus on direct breakdown is it is very simple, but very fundamental non-equilibrium phase transition. And the reason why 1D is we have many, many reliable theoretical tools even for interacting systems. So direct breakdown in bound insulator is well understood, studied by Zina in 1934. But in interacting system, it is still a hot topic. And so the study is started from 1980s. And but it is continuing in 2017. It is an experimental paper. And but on the other hand, the it is mainly focused on fermionic motor insulator. But we have very kind of various other insulators, interacting insulators, for example, both motor insulator realizing cold atomic systems and the CDW insulator and the condo insulator in heavy material systems. So such kind of things are experimental relevant, I think that there should be some interesting physics. And on the other side, I think there should be some universal property commanding all the above insulators. For example, in equilibrium, we know the universal concept of universal class, and we should understand such kind of things even out of equilibrium. So, but I don't know. There may be no universal class in equilibrium, but I want to know that. And so I focus on the DX breakdown in generic insulator in one dimension. So the motivation is a theoretical understanding of non-equilibrium phase of matter, and the goal of this study is construct a theory of DX breakdown in generic one-dimensional insulators. And I hope to find the universal properties common in the integers, and I got the result, and I succeeded in constructing the effective field theory description for dielectric breakdown, and it becomes a non-Hermitian Sine-Gordon theory. And second one is I succeeded in deriving a formula of threshold fields and universally applicable to one-dimensional integers, and it is and it can be regarded as a many-body generalization of Landau's linear formula. And we can apply the formula to I applied to the formula and lattice model and find nice agreement with field theoretical prediction. So okay, let's get started. And so the theoretical, I started from theoretical setup. I considered the one-dimensional lattice model under DC electric field, and I consider the generic interaction here. And so there's a fermion or bosons, and the application of electric field treated as a classical vector field and treated as a Peierls phase like this. And the next point is how to treat dielectric breakdown in theory. So here I treated as a non-adiabatic transition between ground state to excited state. So I follow the theory and the experimental result, and basically this study is based on the formalism formulated by Takashi Oka and Hideo Aoki in 2010, this paper. And so I explained the non-adiabatic transition. So the let's consider the many-body energy spectrum. So I diagonalize the time-dependent Hamiltonian, and I write down the eigenstate like this, and it has some periodic structure due to this exponential term. So the it is ground state, it is a fast excited state. And so, you know, let's consider the we are sitting on the ground state and applying the and switching on the small electric field. But if the field is sufficiently small, we're still on the ground state and go like this. But and in ground state, you know, there's no current. But applying the certain strength of electric field, there should be some non-adiabatic transition to excited states, and there should appear the finite current, and so such appearance should correspond to the dielectric breakdown. And so in that sense, the dielectric breakdown can be understood as a rapid increase of the transition rate. So the next problem is how to calculate the transition rate. And but basically, the calculation of transition rate from the many-body Hamiltonian, it is basically difficult. But I can approximately calculate the non-adiabatic transition rate using Dihine-Davis Petschkas formula. It is called DDP formula. But it is a this is a formula for a wide range two-level systems, and it is proposed 1960 to 1976. And it is a comment, but this formula is still interesting itself, and they are the nuclear physics guy. They're still working on this kind of formula. Anyway, this formula is a formula for this transition probability calculated from the time-dependent energy gap, and the formula is like this. And we start from the t equals 0 to the critical time, tc, and integrate the energy gap and take the imaginary part of this integral and put on the exponential. And so, but you know, there's a finite gap all the time, so there's no critical time, but we can go to the complex plane, and we can find, when we can find the t critical, we can apply this formula. So let's consider the extend the time, it is a real time, and to the imaginary time. And if you can get this gap closing, you can calculate the transition probability via this formula. But reason why there appears a complex time, so it is because we have to calculate the transition probability ground state to fast excited state, but only real-time axis, we cannot connect to each other, but if you go to the complex plane, you can connect via this critical time, and you can get a transition probability like this. And actually, this formula works very well in various two-level systems. It is also studied in some system hosting the Berry curvature, and it is applied to the many-body systems and checked with time-dependent DMRG, and it was verified that it works well. And so this implies that the spectrum of complex time has the information of non-adiabatic transition, and it means the information of direct breakdown also contained in the complex time spectrum. So let's remind the vector potential is defined like this. So the considering complex time means considering the complex gauge field. So I introduced the complex gauge field to this model like this, A equal IH. It is a complex, but here I neglect the real part. It doesn't work. It doesn't play not important role. So I focus on the pure imaginary one and apply pure imaginary one. We get this kind of model, and it is a model hosting the asymmetric hopping. It makes the system non-Hermitian. The model like this, and I give a comment about asymmetric hopping model. So asymmetric hopping model delocalizes the particle. If you, for example, the interaction is the random potential, the system shows the Anderson transition and the system localized, but this makes the this breaks the Anderson localization. And the other example is a Hubbard interaction. So with Hubbard interaction, the system becomes motor initiator at half hearing, but Fukui Kawakami proposed that this symmetric hopping breaks the mod gap. It is because it is like mod gap evolved like this, and adding asymmetry like this and mod gap closed like this. So they claim that it is a fast effective model of mod breakdown. And it is just a comment, but it is experimentally realizable in ultra cold atomic systems. And so, but today it is just an effective model, so not so tightly related, but we give some experimental realization proposal. Anyway, so we reached the non-Hermitian model like this, but it is still difficult to treat, so except for integral model. But so we have to go further, and we use bosonization here, and we focus on low energy effective field theory. And we reached the Sine-Gordon model. And you may know about the bosonization, but you don't worry about that. So the, I explain the physical intuitive picture of Sine-Gordon model. So Sine-Gordon model consists of the one part is a free boson part. It is a gapless part, and it corresponds to the, this hopping term. And interaction corresponds to the cosine term. This beta represents the detail of the interaction. And sometimes it is some combination of cosine term, but here I consider the simplest case. And so the competition between this gapless term and the gapful term is can be analyzed with renormalization group, and the flow is summarized like this. And so small g makes the gapless, and so large flow go like this, and large g and go like this, and the g becomes infinite, and it means the gap case. So there is a metallic phase, and there is a insulating phase. So the based on that, we can say it is an effective model of metal insulator transition for generic insulator. Indeed, we can apply Sine-Gordon model to both MOT and CDW and Kondo insulator. So I summarize my discussion here. So we start from dependent Ratz model, and extending the time to the complex time, and we introduce the non-Hermitian model as an effective model, and I apply the bosonization, and we reach to the low energy effective field theory. And I think it is an effective field theoretical description of the electric breakdown phase transition. So I think it suggests that the non-Hermitian theory works as an effective theory of for non-equal phenomena. But to claim that, I have to I need much more further study, but I hope that it should be a first step towards a universality class concept or something like that in non-equilibrium. Anyway, Okay, let's move on to the next topic. Using this effective use theory, I tried to calculate the threshold field. And threshold field here I determine from the DDP formula. So as I said, dielectric breakdown is a rapid increase of P, so the P go like this, and here is the threshold field. So I define the threshold field DDP formula. I got, it is just a mathematical deformation, and I write down here, seeing this formula, threshold field can be calculated from this critical value and changing the delta, real part of delta. So to obtain threshold, we have to calculate the critical value and change the energy gap. But so I could calculate this, these quantities, but I don't have enough time, so I have to skip the derivation. I think it is the most theoretical exciting part. I have to skip that, but I only show the outline. The critical value is can be calculated from the mapping to a Hermitian model. So I got a non-Hermitian effective model, but the mathematically we can map to the Hermitian model, and surprisingly, it becomes the usual doped insulator model. And from this Hermitian model, I got this kind of quantity, and delta zero is the original many-body gap, and V is the velocity of elementary excitation, and it is a charge of elementary excitation. It should be, it can be deviated from one. So, and the change of energy gap, to calculate that, I apply the Bethe-Ansatz approach to sine Gordon model, and the key point was elementary excitation is solutonic and features a relativistic dispersion, and there appear a square root dependence. So anyway, I got two formula, and plug into this threshold formula, and I got by employing some elementary integration, I got this kind of formula. I explained that. So it can be understood as a many-body generalization of Landau-Zener formula. Landau-Zener formula is a gap squared times divided by some velocity. But here, the old quantities are replaced by many-body stuff. And the much more interesting stuff is the appearance of fractional charge. And so here, so I explained that. But simplest non-trivial example is a spinless fermion with nearest neighbor repulsive interaction. So in this case, with half field condition, there should be a charge density wave like this. And applying electric field, there should be a hopping like this. And so this is a breakdown of the charge density wave. But and at that time, there should be some domain wall here. And it hosts the half charge. And so here, the eta e over eta is 2. So there should be a factor 2. So it means that the smaller elementary charge needs a stronger threshold field. So I think very, very physical reasonable. And as I said, they are applicable to the various insulators beyond integrable systems. And at the end, I comment on the, so it is just a field theoretical prediction. So I don't know how good in lattice model. So I checked about that, and I found they show good agreement with that model in the weak coupling regime, for example, Fermionic Hubbard model, up to the U over T is 10, they works well. It is the left-hand side of this formula and the right-hand side of this formula, and they show nice agreement. Okay, it is the end of my talk. Thank you for your kind attention.
I have very simple questions. What is the definition of beta?
Beta is a
which value beta?
Yeah, it is cosine. So it determines the scaling dimension. So it is a beta. It depends on the detail of the interaction. So if you fix the interaction term, you can get beta. For example, you consider X6Z model, beta is 4. But it depends on notation. But my notation it is 4 and.
Beta is basically an integer, may I
understand? No, basically, but if you consider some charge vector or spin vector in quantization, you can get some square root 2 factor, but basically integer, so there should be some rational number in E star over E.
So I'm curious what the non-Hermitian Hamiltonian means in the sense that, so how would you compute observables from it? It seems like the exponential of that would be non-unitary. And so how would I get a steady state? It feels like observables would be naturally time dependent, it seems.
Okay, now I can only calculate the threshold field. So it is because the observable can be obtained from the transition probability. So transition probability behaves same as similar as a current. So current develops like this, and probability like also like this. So the it can be connected, but to get other quantity, we need further studies about that.
So current.
Yeah.
So current would be a function. So I guess you can. So the current you cannot directly compute, right? Because the current should be a constant in the steady state.
Yeah, but okay. I only now I'm considering some steady state, so the it should be constant. I don't consider the here. I don't consider the time dependence.
Any other questions?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.